Everybody, Earth Day's almost here!
I know! I'm so excited. I'm gonna go on a hike, plant some trees, show my little sister how to recycle. I love the Earth so much, but one day doesn't feel like enough.
You are so right, Ryan. One day is not enough for our glorious blue-green globe. So, at the 10 News, we're celebrating Earth Week. I'm Bethany Van Delft. It's Tuesday, April 19th, and this is the 10 News.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6,
5, 4, 3,
2, 1.
What on earth is Earth Day? Well, it's a day when people work to protect the planet from things like pollution and deforestation. You can celebrate Earth Day by picking up litter, planting trees, to make our world a happier, healthier place to live. But one day just isn't enough. So we've decided to celebrate Earth Day for the whole week.
Woohoo!
All our stories and interviews this week will be focused on helping the Earth. First up, friend of the 10, Lane Farber, is here to tell us about a new way of handling cows' bathroom business that could help slow down climate change.
Potty training. The not-so-glamorous process of teaching people where to put their pee and poop. It's not the most pleasant thing to think about, but we've all gone through it, and our world is a better place because of it. No joke. It takes toddlers anywhere from 3 to 6 months to master the porcelain throne. But cows learn where to place their bovine behinds much faster.
What?
Yes, you heard me correctly. Today we're talking about potty-trained cattle. According to a recent study, it only takes 15 days for cattle to become bathroom-loving bulls and commode-using cows.
You're kidding me!
Now, you might be thinking, why in the world are scientists teaching cows to use the toilet? Well, to save the planet, of course.
Okay.
You see, cows are big animals. They eat a lot and drink a lot to sustain their large frames. But when you eat a lot and drink a lot, you poop and pee a lot. Just how much pee are we talking about? Well, a single cow can produce 8 gallons of pee a day. Round up 5 cows and you can fill a bathtub.
That's gross.
Cow pee and poo are not inherently bad. However, things get complicated when the scat and the urine unify. You see, the resulting mixture contains a chemical known as ammonia. And when ammonia soaks into the soil, it breaks down and becomes the greenhouse gas, nitrous oxide. Though it only makes up 7% of the greenhouse gases in our atmosphere, nitrous oxide is not to be taken lightly. With this in mind, scientists at the University of Auckland came up with a wacky theory for reducing nitrous oxide emissions. Manage the waste proactively by potty training the cattle. First proposed as a joke, the idea eventually became a full-blown study involving specially constructed cow toilets called moo-loos. Now, don't get too excited. The cows were not trained to sit on toilets.
Aw, man.
The moo-loo bears no resemblance to your bathroom at home. Rather, it's a special metal stall with a grated floor covered in fake grass. Scientists conducted the experiment with 16 young cows at an indoor lab in Germany. To begin the study, they brought the calves into the moo-loo and waited for nature to take its course. Once the cows peed, they were rewarded with their favorite special treat, a molasses milkshake.
Delicious!
And any calves that released themselves outside of the designated potty training area got a little squirt of cold water. The process was repeated, and after about 2 weeks, 11 of the 16 cows were entering the moo-loo to pee without prompting. So the initial study was a smashing success. But what does it all mean? Well, training a handful of cows to pee in a cool box doesn't do our planet much good. But training a lot of cows to pee in special boxes could. Initial estimates from the Auckland study suggest that collecting 80% of cow urine produced on a farm could reduce ammonia emissions by more than half.
Excellent.
Those are some pretty sizable numbers. And if scaled globally and implemented correctly, it's possible that potty training cattle could have a considerable positive impact on lowering greenhouse gas emissions.
Awesome.
But only time will tell if the idea of commode-loving cattle and bathroom-using bulls makes it into common agricultural practices. Until then, enjoy the fact that you get to use a real toilet instead of the Mulu.
Thanks, Lane. Maybe there'll be a way to train cows to be a little less farty in the future. Or maybe humans will do a better job of not causing climate change. Who knows? We'll see. The 10 News writing team, Ryan Willard and Tessa Flannery, took a trip to an aquaponics farm in Brooklyn, New York. Aquaponics is a way to grow plants where fish and other aquatic creatures create nutrients in the water, and the water is then cleaned by the roots of the plants. It's one of the greenest ways to grow plants, and it could be the future of urban food production. Ryan, what did you two learn?
Well, we learned...
We learned that Ryan is scared of bug larvae.
Okay, that is true, but does anybody actually like bug larvae? Ugh. Anyway, we also learned some really cool stuff from the aquaponic farmer, Garrison Harward. Check it out.
So would you call this basically a grown-up science experiment that you're doing right now?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is 100% a grown-up science experiment. The whole goal of it is to try to show that this kind of a system can work. So I have a little bit of production. I'm selling to a restaurant. I've got a couple of places that take the excess compost that I create and the excess larvae so that they can use those in their own production. But by and large, overall, this is a science experiment. My goal is to figure out a process that can help all of our cities to deal with food waste.
And we are looking for 30 seconds of advice. Garrison, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, 30 seconds of advice.
Go.
My 30 seconds of advice is to don't be afraid to fail. The best thing that you can possibly do to learn is to try things. And trying things that you don't know how to do, you're going to fail. You're going to have a lot of difficulties. But the only way to get to the other side is to go through that and to keep on trying. So absolutely, go out there, try new things, learn new skills. It's the best thing you can possibly do. And everybody fails, so don't be afraid.
That was absolutely fantastic. Thank you, Garrison. All right, I say we go and check out this crazy aquaponic farm right now. Are you ready?
Let's go do it.
All right.
Wow. I cannot wait to hear more about Garrison's aquaponic farm. And I loved his 30 seconds of advice.
Right? Tenors, you can hear the full interview with Garrison and the bugs and the fish on Saturday. He gives us a tour and it is awesome.
Tessa, got any fun cow facts?
Absolutely. I couldn't resist. Did you know that in one day, one cow can produce enough milk to make 8.7 gallons of ice cream?
No way!
That's just about enough for my daily needs. Maybe I should invest in a cow. I don't think she could fit in my apartment, though.
And now, here to give us the news rundown is our head writer, Ryan Willard.
Thank you, Bethany. Spring has sprung, and April is a glorious month of springtime holidays. The holy month of Ramadan began on April 2nd. It's a special month of reflection and worship and signifies the month that the Quran, Islam's holy text, was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad. It's estimated that 2 billion Muslims around the world are observing Ramadan by abstaining from eating and drinking from sunrise to sunset. Fasting is just one of the 5 pillars or duties of Ramadan, which includes testimony of faith, prayer, charitable giving, and making a pilgrimage to Mecca.
Cool!
Happy Passover! Passover, or Pesach, started this past Friday and will continue until April 23rd. The Jewish holiday celebrates the freedom of the Israelites, who were slaves in ancient Egypt. Passover kicks off with a family meal called a Seder, where the story of the Israelites' exodus is told through songs and prayer. An important part of the Seder meal is matzah. This unleavened bread that is flat and hasn't risen, is eaten by Jews during the holiday to remind everyone that the Israelites fled their homes without having time to let their bread rise.
Wow!
Easter was just celebrated around the world on April 17th. While some families go big on bunnies, baskets, candy, and egg hunts, it is actually the most important and oldest festival of the Christian church. It is believed that over the first Easter, Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead and by doing so proved to Christians that he is the Son of God. And on a side note, if you have any leftover peeps from your Easter basket that you don't want, please mail them to our editor, Pete Musto, so he can fulfill his dream of eating more peeps than anyone else on the planet.
Wow, Ryan, you really want me to puke, don't you?
Whether you're celebrating a holiday or not, we wish you a very happy spring. Back to you, Bethany.
What's that over there? I think it's a...
What?
What?
What's the big idea?
Trivia on the 10. Farming happens all across the USA, but do you know which state has the most farms? Is it A, California, B, Texas, or C, Nebraska?
Did you guess it?
The answer is B. Texas has 248,809 farms, the most of any state.
Whoa!
The farms and ranches in Texas cover 127 million acres. One out of every seven Texans has a job in agriculture.
Yeehaw!
That's our show. We hope you're finding fun ways to celebrate Earth Day or Earth Week. And before we go, here's a quick note for the grown-ups.
Have you ever wondered who the Mary was from Bloody Mary? If the Loch Ness Monster was real? Or if Ouija boards actually worked? On each episode of the family-friendly Unspookable, we look at the histories and mysteries behind your favorite scary stories, myths, and urban legends to get the real stories behind the scares. Want to solve your next mystery? Find and follow Unspookable now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
If you can't take the heat, it may be time for some cool clothing. The only way to play it cool this summer is in brand new Tommy Johns. When you wear Tommy John, you're that much cooler, so you can do everything better, thanks to breathable, lightweight fabric with four times the stretch of competing brands. With dozens of comfort innovations, Tommy John makes you look super hot while feeling super cool. From lounging at home to summertime fun, that's why Tommy John doesn't have customers, they have fanatics. With over 17 million pairs sold, people love Tommy John underwear and loungewear. I love wearing my Tommy John loungewear because it feels great after a long day. You should get Tommy John too. Plus, you're always covered with their best pair you'll ever wear or it's free guarantee. So shop TommyJohn.com/TENNEWS now for 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/10news for 20% off your first order. TommyJohn.com/10news. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the 10 News. Look out for our new episodes on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and extras on Saturdays. The 10 News is a co-production of Small But Mighty Media and Next Chapter Podcast and is distributed by iHeartRadio. The 10 News creative team is Potty Training Cattle and includes Tracy Crooks, Pete Musto, Ryan Willard, Adam Bernard, and Tessa Flannery. Lane Farber contributed to this episode. Our production director is Jeremiah Tittle, and our executive producers are Donald Albright and show creator Tracy Leeds Kaplan. I'm Bethany Van Delft, and thanks for listening to the 10 News. Happy Earth Day to you. Happy Earth Day to you. Happy Earth Day, dear Earthlings and Earth. Happy Earth Day and whole week to you and all of us. Yay!
This podcast has been named a Common Sense selection by Common Sense Media, recognized for its outstanding content for kids and families.